Life is sweet. Let it sweep you off your feet.
Hi, you're listening to Find Your Joy. If you're looking for ways to thrive rather than survive in a world that can seem rather chaotic, you're in the right place. We will be sharing stories of our own as well as those from guests who have found ways to bring hope, healing, and freedom into places where trauma has impacted them. I'm Allie, author of The Art of Healing Trauma, and I'm here to remind you that life is sweet. Now, let's dive in and find ways to create our joy. Hi, this is Allie in Find Your Joy. And what a treasure we have with us today. Nafisa Haroon is coming to us live from Dubai. I'm so excited. Nafisa is an educator. She's a counselor. She has her diploma in HICAT, which is a holistic integrated creative arts therapy. She does all kinds of fascinating things. And I'm really, really happy that I found her somehow in this great, big, beautiful world. Nafisa, hello and welcome.
Hi, Ali. How are you?
I am fabulous. So some people will be only listening from the podcast, but for those who are seeing the video in the background, tell us what we're seeing behind you there.
I'm at the beach, the Mamzar Beach, which is just behind my house, and I'll show you how beautiful it looks. It's like a Corniche here. The beaches are like, I'm just going to turn the camera here. They don't have waves as such because they are inlets. So you can just, you know, you can see how beautiful it is.
Yes, it's gorgeous. Oh my goodness, that sand is so, I can just feel what that would feel like in my toes. So yes. Nice and warm and soft. What body of water am I looking at right there? I should know that, but unfortunately I'm.
It's the Middle East. We have the Arabian Gulf.
Yes.
So Dubai has, and Sharjah, the UAE has natural inlets. So, you know, the water comes in.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely. So so I got to see a little bit about who you are because I also studied HICAT. And we were both members of the same graduates of that program. And that's how I saw you. And then I started to look at some of the incredible work that you do. And I don't even know where to start. I'm so excited. So maybe you could just tell a little bit about the type of art and the type of work you do. And what have you been doing with your HICAT stuff?
Let me tell a little bit of like how I reached HICAT.
Yeah.
I'm a mother of three and my children are 30 and 30 plus. I have a granddaughter as well. So when they were growing up, I had this passion for art. And I would take them to these art classes and get them to do because I didn't have the time. Dubai is like a very busy place and I was teaching. And then they grew up and they moved on. And then it was COVID, you know, that. And I was at home, schools were closed. And I started learning art from a Turkish teacher, a Spanish teacher online. And that gave me so much of peace. I started Islamic art. So Islamic art has three categories. Like you'd say three kinds of art come under Islamic art. One is tezip, which is, you know, it is small flowers. It is also, it is around the world, but in the Middle East, it's called tezip because it has a lot of gold in it, real gold in it.
Oh, my.
And, yeah. And it is, if you go to these Muslim countries like Turkey and Iran, you'll find them on the tiles of the masjids, the mosques.
Right, right. Very beautiful and detail, ornate.
Yes, very, very detailed. And the first time they teach you how to draw swirls and leaves. And my teacher made me draw leaves for 2 months because he said that you're not calm at all.
Oh.
You know, yes. Believe me, he said, you're not calm in your hands. Your mind is not calm. You're everywhere. So he made me draw just the leaves for 2 months, two full months, 4 days a week.
Wow.
Yes.
That was very wise of him to be able to, perceptive to see that.
Exactly. And then that led me to think that art is something that literally calms you. I didn't know anything about art therapy, Ali. I didn't know. I didn't know it existed. It just came to my mind that art is healing. And
Yes.
then I also did, in the same course, I did a geometry, Islamic geometry. This also you'll find in the mosques, you know, outside of mosques and inside of mosques, the tiles. And I also did calligraphy, some four kinds of calligraphy I learned. So that's about it. And then that went on for 5 years. I learned for continuously for 5 years, in fact, 7 years. And 2022, I started searching up online, is there something called art therapy?
Right.
I didn't know there was something called art therapy. And I came across so much online. So that's when I stumbled upon HiCat, and they have their premises here, and I went and learned here.
Oh, it's wonderful. And so, and I know that there are different types of art therapy that someone can study. The part that I really loved about HiCat was much like you're talking about. It's geared towards, well, there's a few things that I liked about it. It is geared towards the healing and
Yes.
bringing calm and calming our mind and just allowing the feelings to come out. The other thing that I really loved about it is that even though there is some really beautiful art that people do, that's not the focus. The focus is the process.
Yes.
And that was something
Yes.
that I really liked about that.
Yeah, I agree with you, Ali. You know what? I agree with you. And in your lines, I would say that when I joined art therapy, I started representing my emotions into images and lines, and that's really interesting. And then you start wondering that all this was down, in your mind and heart, and it was like holding you from progressing. And that's what my teacher, saw in me 7 years back. And then, yeah, I think art therapy really heals, and gives
Beautiful.
you, yes, makes you be in the present. That's also there.
Right. And that was something I was watching some of the videos that you have on Facebook. I think maybe on Instagram too. I can't remember where I saw them on yours, but I saw just you were doing over and over and I'm the same thing, but I could feel just the smoothness that it was sharing with people. And then I saw that you do work with women, you do classes for women. So what types of classes are you doing with women?
I see. I still haven't started as on a monetary like a business. When I have gatherings, get-togethers of women, then I tell them that we are going. I announce that we are going to have an art therapy session, and they love it. The once I had, and I said that tell something about yourself. What's great about? They couldn't do it. Tell something good about yourself, draw something good about yourself. And it took so long for them. But when I said, write something good about someone else, it was easy. But for themselves, I have these small sessions for them to explore and talk about themselves and their emotions. So I have these small sessions just with friends and family
Yes,
to
well, that's
start with.
beautiful. It's beautiful, and that's part of the thing that I really like about HiCat because I don't really like I don't think for me anyways in my way of thinking. So yes, there's ways people can make a lot of money, and that's a thing that we can do, but I think the value put on the healing and to be with a group of women, and like you said, that they were actually saying things like they couldn't come up with something about themselves that was positive to either draw
Yeah.
or paint or say it. And I think that a lot of times, a lot of people, and maybe more women, I'm not really sure about that, but I think that it seems like it's difficult for us. I can tell you 100 wonderful things about my girlfriends.
I could tell you right now, oh, she's smart and she's strong and she's kind. And I could say those things. And I think sometimes, and I think too, maybe women of a certain age, I think, right, sometimes our generations can be, it's harder for, like, I'll be 65 this year. So I think my generation, maybe we don't do that as much. Maybe that's something that wasn't really thought of as, we were taught a little bit more to be humble. And I think that true humility is about seeing the beauty, the wonderful things about myself too. It's not just about staying quiet and not seeing good things. So are you seeing women are opening up and finding more things that are.
This led to, like, I'm connected with a group which is called Birth and Beyond, and they are new moms and pregnant moms, and they are struggling. In the UAE, you feel a little lonely and then depressed. So I'm counseling them now. So they are, like, when you start off, then people think that, okay, let they many people want to be heard and want to address their inner critic. And they want someone, non-judgmental, so that to guide them through their journey. So yes, women are opening up towards this.
It's beautiful, isn't it? It's nice to see, especially if they felt like for whatever reason that they didn't feel like they could open up before, that there's art is disarming. Art takes away that place, right? That we thought we don't have to use words. We can
Exactly.
do the things that, so some of what you're doing is with young mums.
Yes, young moms, I'm doing that. And then also in school, like, we have this extracurricular activities after school. So I do that with young children. And most of them are who come, they choose, the parents choose any activity. So many parents who chose to send their children for activity. And I, when I was working with them, I saw some of them had ADHD, and there's one child who has mild autism, and so the parents believed that, art therapy can heal their children, and if they are not able to verbalize, they can explore their emotions through paint and pastels and watercolor and drawing. So.
It's wonderful. And it's interesting to me that, like, it just seems to be limitless. The people that you're working with, you're working with older women, you're working with young women, you're working with children. It's and all these different people are, and you're seeing over and over then that there's ways that it's bringing them. Would you say a lot of it is that they're able to still their minds a bit?
Sorry, I didn't
They're
get
able
you.
to still their minds, like the busyness of our mind, right?
I'll tell you about one girl, about 12 years old, and she came to my class, and she said, my mother, she told me to come here. I hate you. I hate this class. I didn't just say anything, and she was so restless. She was picking up a bag, and she wanted to run away, and then came back. And then I just kept some colors in front of her, and I said, just draw whatever you want. Then she looked at me. She said, this is art therapy? She said. She thought, I'm going to sit down and do some therapy. Then she started, and she's become the best child of the class. She
Oh.
draws her world. And the first time, what she drew a little girl with a knife. I said, see what's going on in their mind. And that class became a quiet class. They love to come. And yesterday, every Thursday, I have this day before yesterday. So I told them, draw your world. What do you want in your world? Just this girl, she drew a table with four circles. And I said, what is that? And she said that this is my family playing a board game.
Oh, isn't
Yes,
that lovely?
exactly. So I like that, what is there in their hearts and how they want their world to be. And so I work on these little things. So definitely it calms them a lot.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so the other thing that you said that you were doing for yourself was Islamic art.
And so is that, no, is that, how do I, is that part of your faith? Is that part of your culture of your, of the kind of art you do? Like, how does that help me? I'm a girl from Canada. I'm trying to understand exactly. I mean, because I have in my mind what comes to my mind, but I want to make sure I understand what we're exactly what it is, because it's very beautiful.
I'll tell you something that Islam we it's prohibited to draw images of people and animals.
Okay.
So yes, and art has always been there from time like you can't even think about it, like from the cave people, right? From there we have
Yes.
art. So Islam began 1400 years ago, and then there was art. We have these Ottoman empires and so many empires which had beautiful mosques and these buildings which had, so they definitely did art, but then they avoided the images. So what was
Right.
left was flowers and leaves and nature and geometrical patterns and the verses of the Quran, the holy book that we have.
Yes.
Yes, so this is connected. It has a spiritual connection as well because it is the creation of the Almighty, and it avoids all the images. So it is both, like it's culture and spiritual connection.
Right. And I love how that joins together and it opens it up, you know, because sometimes I think some people will say they think that when a person sometimes people can think that it closes things up, but it actually opens it up more. For me, that's how I see it. It's opening it. And especially when you're saying you're doing the calligraphy, calligraphy is so beautiful. And if there are words that are uplifting to you, then and you're making those beautiful and then putting the designs around it, that's really beautiful.
So there's no limitation actually, Ali. Everything, there's not just one way to art or whatever it is, whether it is science or whether it is astronomy. There's always a variety, and there are ways that we approach to a single thing. Don't you agree with me? Like,
Yes.
I'm not sure if I'm putting it the right way. There are always approaches for a certain one particular thing.
Yes. I mean, even if something as simple as when you're saying this, what comes to me is something as simple as a flower. Oh, a bird just flew over your head. That was lovely. No, there he goes. Something. So a flower, like you're saying, there's not one way to do it. So if we were going to do, if 10 of us gathered around and we were all going to paint a flower, they would all look so different. Everybody's, and there, it's limitless. It's beautiful and it's limitless. And not one would be right or the other be wrong. It would be how we would experience that. And I think that that's the thing for me that I really loved about High Cat was that it didn't restrict anyone, that it just opened things up more. Because if someone wants to take sand and make a flower out of sand, or a crayon, or write a poem about it, or sing a song, or how, whatever that might be, their expression is beautiful and lovely and opens up so much for us. So I love that you're saying that there's all these different ways to go about it.
Yeah, true. We all are created unique, and we all have our everyone has a creativity inside of them, and I think we all come out with different beautiful things that God has created us with.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And and from here, where do you see yourself going? I mean, you're like already doing so many incredible things with this. Is this something that you'll be opening up more for more kids and more young moms, and where do you see this going?
Ali, I'm an educator from 1995. So
Oh
I worked
my.
as a teacher in a school. And so now I want to transit into this. I want to help people in this. And I want to become a coach actually following up from here. I want to do some more courses. What intrigues me more in art therapy is the modality of sand therapy.
Ah, yes.
Yes, I really like that, and I want to work more on that. So I want to do some more courses, and also, do NLP and cognitive behavior therapy and help children and women. I feel very sad, like what's happening in the world today. People, they have their standards with what they see around them, and they don't value with what they have within themselves. So I want to help people, because when I see around me, I feel very sad that people are more sad than happy, and they are more they're not content. So I want to talk to them. I want to open up this, and I want to have more time in my hand, because I'm so busy with my job. Like when I go to school, I start my day at 5:30, come back home at 5:30, and then after that
Wow.
I'm tired because of my age. Even though, like, I go for walks and exercise, age definitely catches up with you.
Well, a
So
12-hour day is gonna, that's gonna get a 20-year-old tired, right? I mean, that's a long day.
So that's a long so I want to transit into this and have more of online classes for people who are not able to come to me and teach art.
Yes.
There's so many things I want to do, Ali. The list is too long, the life is too short.
I love that you're saying that. And that's basically exactly what happened with me with this. And much like you're saying, I mean, I was people are saying, like, you're doing so many things. And I think, well, something just opened up inside of me, and it feels limitless now. That's what it feels like. And I can see that there are so many ways that healing can come and people can find joy again. And that's why I have this podcast, Find Your Joy, because
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I was listening to a few of your podcasts and I said, wow, what a topic this is. This everyone should listen to it, because everyone has found their path to joy. And I wish and hope that everyone, especially the young people around us, they find it, not when it's too late. I write down this whole list of things to do. I write, okay, 6 pages I have to read from this book, 5 pages from this article, and then draw this, and then the calligraphy, then the I said, oh my God, the day is just gone. And I when I look at young people, just scrolling on the iPad, I said, please, I feel, stop that. Life is just slipping by, don't you think, Ali? I'm sure you'll resonate with me.
Yes, I do. And I like I said, I can see even myself, like, we gather, our grandkids are older now too. Like our granddaughter just turned 20, and our grandson will be 16 in a few months. And we've had
Wow.
to, like, from a young age even say, okay, so we're gathering right now, phones have to go away, because everybody's, and I'm guilty of it too, right? I mean, I've sometimes it's just to get information or to communicate, but it's really easy to get a little bit focused on that. And then when the phone goes away and I grab an instrument or a brush or I start to write, then I start to open up again, and then I start to, I calm, I start to feel centered again. All of these things, the busyness goes away from my mind. But what you're saying about all these, like, there's so much out there to do. I felt like this HiCat thing opened me wide up for that. It made me just want to learn more and more. Now I took, after a HiCat, then I got an advanced certification in sound and vibrational therapies, because there was so much beauty in that, and that was such a small part of our course. I wanted to learn more. Now I'm just finishing up somatic integrated trauma therapy, because I'd played around somatics before, somatic experiencing, and now I'm learning more and more about it. But much like you, I feel like a dry sponge, and I just want to soak up more.
There's no limit to learning, and there's no what do you call the ceiling, that at this
That's
age you
right.
have to stop. I did my graduation when I had all my 3 children. I was 32 when I started my degree, because I got married very early, and in India it's at my time, not now, girls used to get married when they finished their school. So I got
Yes.
married when I was 18, and fortunately, I have a lovely husband who encouraged me. And when all my three children were born, and I felt okay, they could take care of themselves, I started going to university again. So there's no limit to learning, I feel. You know, every day is a day of learning.
Yes, it is. I love that. And I feel the same way. I just, when I see all the things that you're doing, it just, my heart was just, I looked, I saw you on Facebook, and then I started, sorry, I started stalking you a little bit, going and seeing all the things that you were doing. I thought, oh, I have to know this woman. She does so many beautiful things and has so many beautiful things to offer this world. And it was just made my heart smile. I just thought, oh, this is so beautiful, all that you're doing. And then I saw that you were working with young moms, and then with women of all ages, and then with children. And I thought, this is just, it's just so beautiful that you're doing all of these things and bringing this healing and this art and creativity and opening up for all of these people. It was, I just found it so beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm humbled. I'm honored that you're thinking like that. I'm just very, very ordinary. I feel so little when I look at so many people around me who have achieved. And when I look at you and what you're doing, it's wonderful.
Well, I think we're all the thing is that we're all doing it. It's funny you're saying that. You know, someone will say something, and I'm much like you. I feel like sort of like small. I'm just doing things. But you know, I think those are the honestly, I think those are the important things. Like I haven't done, you know, I might not be, you know, impacting the masses, right? Like they're, but maybe not. But people like you and me, you know what we're really good at? I'm really good at connecting with one person. That's where I think I shine. I think that one-on-one, I love people. I just do. And if they're, whatever they feel or believe or whatever's going on, I want to know about it. Like I love people's stories. I love to find out about them, and I love to see people
Same here.
Give
I
freedom.
always used to think, you know, that this is something really like you know, not but it's lovely. I resonate with you. I can understand
Yes,
what
me
where you're
too.
coming from. Yeah, it's really, really. And you know, I always would like to lend a hand, and I feel that if I can be of any help, and I'm sure you're also like that. That's why you're here today.
Yes.
So
And but this is a good reminder, you know, when we're talking about this, is that when this is, I'm reminding myself and maybe reminding you at the same time, I'm not sure, but when we say we're just doing these little things, but it's these little things are what change a world. You know, if we help one person in a difficult time,
true.
then that person could go and help one person and
Exactly.
one per, you know, I mean, we could speak to coliseums of people and maybe they will have inspiration for the day, but real changes, you know, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I don't think so though. Real changes come with real relationships,
Yes,
and real
one person at a
relationships,
time.
one person at a time, a cup of coffee at a time, or a cup of tea
True,
at a
true.
time.
I
A,
completely
you know,
agree.
just going for a walk with a person, being there, doing that girl that, you know, she showed up and didn't want to do anything, and now she's the person that's doing beautiful things in your class because you stuck with that one person. So that's a big thing in my
That's true.
world.
Yes, true. I agree with you, Ali. That's true. You know, we should never underestimate the power of changing just one person,
Yes.
because that can, yes, it's what you're saying is absolutely right. One person,
Yeah,
one
I
step at
have
a
to
time.
remember that, right? I have to remember that. You know, as a young woman, I wanted to do great things with many people. And then I found out somewhere along the line that just doing a really good thing with one person was
One
a great
person.
thing. Yeah,
You
that's
know, there's something in Islam which is called the Arabic word, it's sadaqatun jariya. It is a charity, an ongoing charity. So even after
Oh.
you die, the one person that you taught must have taught someone else and someone else and someone else. And it's like a bank account. And you keep, you even after you die, you're receiving it, you know, the
Oh,
deeds.
that's so beautiful. Well, could you say the
Yeah.
word again for me, please?
It is ongoing charity and it's called Sadaqatun Jariya. S I can
Sadaqa
type it.
Tunjaria.
Yes, it's continuous charity.
Continue. That's
Charity does not mean it just it's tangible. Charity is also intangible. When you teach someone something, when you do something, and it's like it goes on and on and on.
Oh, I love that. And it's so true, right? I mean, when we
Yes.
think of it, like in our house, we think of a lot of what we impart to our children, and then now what we impart to our grandchildren. And there's something that happens when we have grandchildren that it's like, it's not that I, of course, don't love my grandchildren more than my children, but I am better able to love now. I'm
Yeah.
more able to understand the importance of
Exactly.
teaching and
Yeah.
imparting things that matter, you know, things
Yes.
that are really important. I can do that better with my grandchildren than I did with my children because I know better now. I just
Yeah.
understand that. But the ongoing charity, I love that because that's exactly how that works. I teach
Yes.
my kids and they teach their kids and
Yes.
then they touch other people and it's a ripple effect. It's like a great big rock and we throw it into the water and then it
The ripple,
yes, it
yes.
just keeps
Very true.
going.
Yes. And this comes with, you know, being conscious of what you're doing. I was just talking to someone yesterday, a young girl, a young mom, and I was saying that just be conscious and be present, you know. When we are worried about the future and grieving the past, then we are not in the present. So
Yes.
what happens, then we are not imparting the beauty of what we've learned. We are just worried and we are just going on with life in autopilot. We're just here, we're just there and we are doing things. And then by the end of the day, you don't even know what you've done, what you've achieved. So being
Yes.
con yes. So being conscious of your present is so important. And that's when, like, I think we at my age and your age, we have reached that point where we realize that what we have achieved and what we have experienced, we want to share with people. So I agree with you, Ali. It's true. You know, we now
Yes.
not to
It's our
share.
time. It's our time. And I think that the thing that happens, here's my other little thing about getting older. The lovely part about getting older is that we're not in, I'll speak for myself. I'm not intimidating to anyone. I'm not intimidating to a young woman because we're not pe like we're there's no reason for her to be insecure with me. And as a young woman, I can remember feeling insecure as a younger woman. And if you're speaking to men, like it's just or children or anything, there's something that happens when we reach this certain age. That's why you see all these global things with grandmothers, these global, because we get to this certain age. And it's, I don't know, it's almost like an invisibility cloak. We're not intimidating to anyone, although maybe we should be because we're powerful. But but
I
all
like
those
that.
but it's a
Can say
di
it if you don't do it.
that's right. But it's a different kind of thing, and so that we can go in. And I know for me, I go in with so much more love now. I don't have the insecurity. I'm not trying to prove anything to anyone.
Exactly.
I just know what I know, and that's lead with love, and that's all I
Yes.
have to know.
Yes, just be approachable and be a pleasant companion. And what is there? I sometimes feel, why do we have to intimidate? And when you have so much to give, we have to be there with open arms and just for people to come and learn from us. We are not
That's
going to be there
right.
forever. There's somebody has
Exactly.
to take
Except
your
that we will
legacy
have
forward.
ongoing
Yes.
charity was what that's in
Yeah.
my mind so much, ongoing
Yes.
charity. I just
Yeah.
I love that phrase so much. Well, I just this has just been so wonderful and I'm so grateful that you were so gracious and so generous with your time.
I
And
want to
I
share
got you up so
something with
early.
Yeah, I want to share with you something, Ali. It's nothing to do with art therapy, but definitely I want to share with you my vision. You said, what do you want to do 3 years from now or whatever?
Yes.
You know, there's so much about eco-urbanism, if you know. Even in Dubai, you know, we have these green cities. Dubai works a lot on clean air and green cities and saving, you know, working on pollution and all that. So I was just talking to someone and I said that, what about the underprivileged? Eco-urbanism is for the elite and for the rich people, and you have so much millions spent in these cities and these apartments and the solar panels. What about the youth, the underprivileged youth? So my vision, 3 years or 5 years down the line, may God bless me with a life so that I can do that, a longer life. I want to go back to my home country and address and train and coach with the help of NGOs, youth. You know, I was also the award coordinator for the Duke of Edinburgh's International Award. So I used to take these, train the children with four activities, if you know about it, like, you know, the physical and the charity they have to do, and a skill they have to learn, and they have to go on a journey. So I want to do this with the underprivileged and then include them into this movement, which we called eco-urbanism. So that's my big idea and the greater vision in life. And I hope I'm able to do it.
Oh, I hope you are too. It sounds just it's beautiful, and you're already there. Like you're all the steps that you're taking. You, an educator for over 30 years, and now you're doing this with art, and you're doing this with young moms, and with, like, it just seems to me that it would be a natural next thing that would happen.
Yes, I think so. Yes.
Your home country is India, did you say?
Yes, India.
Okay, beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, many people, you know, are left behind in this fast-paced world, and I feel very sad, and I feel like how we spoke now, just one person at a time.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to be watching, because I'm going to be watching and see over the next 5 years. I'm, you know, maybe I just assume I'm going to be around for, I'm already planning my 100th birthday party, so
God bless you and
I'm
give you a
hoping.
long,
Yes,
healthy
yes.
life.
That's right. I mean, as long as I was healthy and still full of shenanigans, then it would be worth it. But I look forward to seeing. I'll be following along, and I really do hope that we stay in touch, and we'll
Definitely.
be able to see the things that you're doing. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I love watching what you're doing and seeing it all. And it's nice for me too, because I'm, you know, when someone lives a, you know, a whole world feels like a world away, and everything seems so different. And what I love is that when we talk, I'm like, no, we're the same. We're, you know, we're different and we're the same. And I think that the more relationships we build like that is what's going to It's going to
Break
help us
barriers.
all. Yes, it's going to remove.
Barriers.
Yes, and it's
Remove
going to just
those.
remind us how much the same we are. And I think that that's a beautiful thing. And I was praying about it. I was just hoping, like, I wanted to more expand into people that I didn't know anything about how their world worked. And that's been my hope, is that I would be able to share that with the listeners, and to learn more myself. And so I just thank you for being such an amazing and generous and gracious guest, and sharing with us all that's going on in your world. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Ali.
Oh,
Thank you so
it's
much.
just absolutely my pleasure. And this
Thank
is Allie, and Find Your Joy. And thank you all so much for hanging out with us today, and learning a little bit more about ongoing charity
Charity.
and so much more. Thanks for listening, and do remember that you are loved.
Just so could feel living last.
Thanks so much for joining me today. If you found a piece of your joy in this episode, I would love to hear about what came up for you so that we can continue to grow the impact of this show. Thanks again. See you soon. And remember, find your joy.